And it is going to be a cold weekend, but I'm hoping you make the most of it. Get out and do something warm. It's called physical activity. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSBL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. We take over all of Northern Nevada with live and local FM Talk here at Evans Broadcast Company. Why? Because it's important for you to have a voice. No matter where you live at in Northern Nevada, everything concerns each and every one of us that is going on today. Whether it's happening in Carson City, in the city of Reno, Sparks, doesn't matter. Dayton, it's all the same issues. It's getting the education that our kids need, the history that everybody needs, and trying to have a good life. Because it seems like you're getting attacked from every direction. Taxes, morals, ideas. You know, I found it very interesting that I got an email the other day. I wasn't really going to address it, but I was talking about, abortion issues and brothels, and because the courts dropped that lawsuit that Jason Guanasso was trying to push through against the brothels. And somebody just sent me a short, sweet email, no names, you know, can't listen anymore. I've listened for months or whatever. I can't even remember what it was because I deleted. I'd always delete stuff like that. And can't listen anymore. So I just wrote back, you know, thanks for taking your time with me and have a wonderful life. It's your choice not to listen. It's your choice to listen. But do you want to stop listening because somebody has a different opinion? Because somebody's not right down your wheelhouse on every single item and agenda you have? Okay, that seems kind of close-minded to me. But I'm okay not having close-minded people listen to the show. I want open minds, open discussions, open thoughts. I know how I believe at this moment. A lot of politicians get ridiculed because you call it flip-flopping. Did you flip-flop or did somebody bring truth to what you thought or didn't think? Did somebody bring you another message that swayed your opinion, made you think outside of the box, or made you think maybe that, wow, this is an awesome country and we all have different ideas because we're all different. No Republican, no Libertarian, no Independent, no Democrat, even Liberal. Liberals are eating their own now. Because people aren't liberal enough. People aren't woke enough. I say we live in one of the greatest countries in the world because we don't have to be. We don't have to be robots and have the same opinions and thoughts. But we do have to be kind and keep emotion out of discussions and stop feeling about things and think about them. Another conversation that we were having was on Lori Bagwell yesterday. So I just got word that Lori will be announcing her run for mayor because, well, it's already out there, on Monday. She's going to do it officially on Monday at Glen Eagles Restaurant in Carson City. I love Glen Eagles. Oh my gosh, I love Glen Eagles. Now, there's going to be a meet and greet between 5 and 7. Go. If you have questions, if you have concerns, don't just say why you're not going to support somebody. Find out why you would support somebody. Why wouldn't Hillary Sheevy support an incumbent on the Rideau City Council that is her same party? Because they have a lot of differing ideas. But it seems as though the support for Jenny Brekus is very strong in her community. So it doesn't matter who the darling of downtown is to run against her. Sometimes it's nice to be the troublemaker. It's nice to be that dissenting voice that says, hey, wait a minute. This might bring some more money into the city coffers, but it's not good for the citizens. Something to think about. But going back to Lori Bagwell, again, announcing her candidacy for mayor, Monday night, Glen Eagles, right there in Carson City, North Carson. Go to the meet and greet, ask her questions. Want to read another email that was sent to me early this morning. Bepsy, thank you so much. I appreciate this. And I know I owe you that autographed picture. I'm sorry I haven't sent it yet. I still have your business card to do it, though. Senator Coons, by the way, is a Democrat. And he said this morning, if you didn't hear it, that the secret hearings led by Congressman Adam Fulofschiff are similar to a criminal case. The reporters did not challenge him that impeachment is a political hearing, not a criminal case. It is nice to see that one Democrat at least knows that. Two Democrats actually dissented from the impeachment. I don't even want to say process because they're going around this BS. It's not even a process. Because the process on how to do it is completely written down. They're called rules. But the Democrats, feeling that, you know, since we have the House, we'll just change the House rules. Bepsy adds, I like this because it's directly to Carson City. On a second note, on Board of Supervisors, first and second term supervisors already know how their peers will vote by their interactions outside of meetings and during the discussion period. Did the Board of Supervisors vote no when the city gave up portions of city roads to downtown development or to nonprofits, or take away the rights of residents to vote on new proposed diesel tax because of the perception that the voters will vote no? Voters need to check. This is still Bepsy's email going on. Voters need to check facts before they cast their vote. Rather, I love this part, than being emotional about any candidate. Freedom takes forever vigilance. I love that saying. I need to get a t-shirt with that on it. Freedom takes forever vigilance. And I keep talking about, I need a t-shirt with this, I need a t-shirt with this. I am working with a t-shirt company, and we have some really cool designs coming out. So Jay Shell and I will be selling them. I'll give some away every now and then, but we're going to sell them, and all of the proceeds are going to go to local charities. I don't believe in making money off of any of this, so... Local charities, watch out. We're coming your way. Get some money for you. But there's where it stands. And I also want to point out the hypocrisy of some that are complaining that I read people's emails on the air. If you send me an email, I can pretty much guarantee you if it piques my interest, it's going to go on the air. You tell me the difference in my decision making whether I read somebody's email on the air or that person calls in and voices their opinion. I don't know who they are. I don't track them down and do background checks on them. I don't read them as my opinions unless I agree with something in it. Like Bepsy's opinion here. Check facts. Check out candidates before you vote for them. Ask them questions, detailed questions. And if they do that political runaround and don't give you an answer, a straight yes or no, that's how all questions should be answered. Yes or no, and here's why I think that. Stop going for this long, drawn-out explanation beforehand that doesn't answer the question. Do I support Planned Parenthood? No, I don't, and here's why. I've worked in that industry before. I know what they're all about. Taxpayer dollars should not fund anything that has to do with sexual, some call it rights for people, abortions, condoms, birth control, and health exams. Take that money that the feds are giving to Planned Parenthood, who have their own agenda, and give it to the states. We have state clinics. We have state facilities. Give it back to the states so it's better monitored, better distributed. We need more mammo vans. We need a version of the mammo van that goes out and it is a clinic. We need more mobile clinics. Yeah, some of our rurals don't need full-time clinics. You only have an annual exam once a year. You only do some of this stuff once every 2 or 3 years. We take it to the rurals. Publicize it. Let everybody know that it's coming. Make your schedule. Some of the big companies out there that have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of workers, have it come to your site. See? I gave you an answer. I gave you a why. And I gave you some solutions. Imagine that. It's really not that hard. That's a message for the politicians out there, the elected representatives who can't seem to give straight answers. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk, FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, especially our rurals that don't have a voice. 884-9910. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Easiest way to remember us is your live and local FM talk station and talk show. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Had such a wonderful time in Yerington for the Recall Sisolak rally the other weekend. And, you know, there are more coming up. Log on to... There's so many places. Fightfornevada.com, Stand Up Nevada, go on to Facebook, Recall Sisolak. The numbers are up in the thousands, thousands and thousands and thousands in each county now, just plugging along because of amazing people like Angela and Kelly and Barney and all the volunteers. Nobody gets paid to do this. All of the volunteers that are making this happen in every single county. Huge billboards now going up in Las Vegas, Clark County. It's going to be staring him right in the face. Recall Sisolak. And as we look into that, want to give you a little highlight of something. People ask, why are you doing this? Is it because your guy didn't win? No, we're not like the Democrats. We don't do that. We don't play games like that. The reason that this was put into place for everyone in the state of Nevada by some hardworking people that just want to make this a better community is the fact that he's not only going against the Carson or against the Nevada Constitution, but he's also going against the federal constitution. And we have some big, big issues. Like the fact that, I was just reading something today. Where are all the funds? Where are all the funds that were collected for the victims of October 1st, the mass shooting, Las Vegas? Why haven't those funds been given to the victims? I reckon it to the same thing as, you know, Bill Clinton. Where's all that money that was collected for the earthquake relief in Haiti? Where's all that money? There are so many reasons to recall Sisolak. Get on board, because we need everybody's help, because we're fighting big money. And we're fighting money that's not even from this state. We're fighting California money. We're fighting New York money to make sure that Nevada stays Nevada strong, Nevada independent, Nevada proud. You'd be surprised when you break down the numbers, when you truly break down the numbers of how many people made this state the way it is right now. In just about every single county, Adam Laxalt only lost by a few votes. I'm talking like 14 or 15 votes. So how's Adam looking now? Even to Democrats who, well, guess what? Regretting their choice. A lot of Democrats in Nevada, especially Clark County, they support their Second Amendment rights with no red flag laws, with no interceding from the state. That's why Harry Reid worked with the NRA to get that huge shooting range down in Clark County. Huh. I wonder how they feel about Sisolak now. We've got more live and local FM talk coming up in just a moment. Douglas County, put your ears on, because it's all about you coming up next on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 KSVL in Smith and Mason Valley. It's the Monica Jay Show, and now it's time for Fox News.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
Well, excuse me there. Love that brown-eyed girl. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. And like a few of the emails that I've read this morning already, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And now we're going to talk directly to Douglas County. Well, actually, no, we're talking to everybody because this affects all of Northern Nevada. Imagine that. Another one of those topics that affects everybody. It affects the price that you're paying for your meat. It affects the people that you surround yourself with. And your home, where you live. So, Carson Valley Meats. I have some special guests in with me, and, you know, I am bringing them in early. We were supposed to start at 11 o'clock with this conversation, but I have a feeling once people get involved and start calling and getting the information out that they want to hear or that they want to give out, then I have a feeling we're going to get... We're going to get busy here today, but just as a quick reminder, at about 11:30, I will have Paul White back on from Quality of Life Reno, because he's going to give us an update on the water quality of the Truckee River from some tests that they just got back, and to give you an update on what we're doing on Saturday morning. We're going to walk the river trail. We'll give you the exact location where you can stop and join all of us. But it's just amazing how for years and years and years we've had this issue with the homeless taking over downtown, taking over the parks, taking over the river trails, creating an unsafe environment, drug use, battery. The list goes on and on. But only until Paul White with Quality of Life Reno, Paul and Valerie and Tim and I'll take a little bit of credit for, started pushing the issue. Imagine that. Mayor Sheevy now has a plan in place. She's trying to tote. Well, we'll give you all the details on that coming up after 11:30. Right now, though, let's get in to Carson Valley Meats. Karen Sinclair is my guest right now, and Mike Holcomb. And I'll just ask you, Karen, what do you do with Carson Valley Meats?
It is a new entity that we are trying to have put in at an existing dairy ranch.
A little bit closer to the microphone. There we go.
And the facility that we're looking at is located at the corner of Centerville and Highway 88 in Gardnerville. I'm currently a rancher in California, and I have been coming to Nevada for a little over 10 years to have my animals processed. And I'm looking for kind of a full circle on the process and getting our animals done in a facility that I've got a little bit more control over.
Okay. And Mike, what is your connection with Carson Valley Meats?
Good morning. I started working for Karen 2 years ago with Sinclair Family Farm. I was previous with Wolfpack Meats, University of Nevada. I was there for 10 years and ran Wolfpack Meats to what the levels it was as of 10 years ago. And we have just wanted to take on the next level, as Karen just said, to have more control over our own product, what we want to have done, taking care of animals processed, but then also give every rancher, every backyard home that's raising their own animal somewhere else to take their animals to get it processed, because there is definitely a shortage of open slots in this area for people to get their animals processed. You've got a plant in Reno, Wolfpack Meats. You have two harvest and processing plants in Fallon. And so there's just not enough for the area. And so we're trying to bring one more opportunity for folks to come to for our own product and everybody else's.
There are a lot of ranchers down in the Minden-Gardnerville area.
There is, yes.
All through the Carson Valley, actually. I just being down there, I noticed all of the ranches.
Yes. Quite a few.
Quite a few. Yes. All right. So what does... Is Carson Valley Meats, excuse my ignorance here, but is Carson Valley Meats already in existence?
No.
Okay, so this would be a brand new startup.
Yes, it would be.
So what goes into, and you don't have to be too graphic. You know, I know how hot dogs are made. I just don't want to see them being made. So what will Carson Valley Meats actually do?
Carson Valley Meats will be a full from start to finish operation for folks to bring in beef, lamb, goats, or hogs to have them harvest and process. So they're gonna, and it'll all be done under USDA. So that's the key, is the USDA, because when somebody has their product and it has that USDA label on mm-hmm. that package,
you always look for the USDA stamp. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And so now that enables them legally to sell their product anywhere, honestly, within the United States. It's not just a Nevada thing. You can sell it to somebody in New York if you chose to. Mm-hmm. But that's what that label will qualify you for doing. And that's the highest level of inspection that we have in this country, is the USDA. And
for those who don't know, that's the United States Department of Agriculture.
Correct,
The people who watch over our food.
Correct, yes. So if you were to go to any supermarket, you'll find that that's going to have that USDA label, a bug, as they call it. And each individual plant has their own number. And so it's key, because then that number... If they have a problem, they have a recall, as we see, then they'll know exactly where to go back to.
You can pinpoint the locations of
correct.
Where it was sold and things like that.
Yes.
Now, you listed off beef, pork, lamb, and
goat.
What about, would you do anything for the hunters that,
yes.
say, bring in deer or buffalo or
correct. So
anything
like
that?
Yes, we will be able to do all of that. It'll be something that we'll be doing after hours. It will not be during our normal operation hours.
Okay.
We will be
so it's kind of a side.
Correct.
But still under the same guidelines and everything like that.
Correct. Now, it will not have a USDA inspection on it. It'll be just a not-for-sale product.
Oh,
just
okay.
for their own human.
For the hunters, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And so we will not be doing that product during our business hours, which will be 6 a.m. to 2:33 p.m. in the afternoon,
okay.
Monday through Friday. And we'll be closed on weekends and holidays.
Aw, that's nice.
So
give your employees actually something,
yes.
that's a benefit for them.
Yes.
So let's talk about the processing plant itself. Because you're getting... some opposition. It doesn't really sound like to me from the conversations that you're getting a whole lot of opposition from ranchers. It sounds like it's more select residential that you're getting opposition from. So you're having to go back and clean up their misrepresentations of what you want to do in building Carson Valley Meats.
Correct.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So is it going to be a glass facility?
When you say glass, meaning open so you can see in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No,
okay.
ma'am. It's going to be, it's a brick building. We're, it's the old Stork Dairy. The dairy's been there, I think, since about the 40s or 50s. long time. The building that we are going to be utilizing for our harvest and processing is actually the old milking barn that they, I think they put it up in 1987, somewhere around there. So it's a good, strong cinder block building. And basically all we're going to do is just renovate the inside of it, do a little addition on the outside. At the far end, we were going to add 1,000 square feet. So it's like a 30 by 30 addition that we're going to have to add on to it. And then a portion of the building, we were going to have to raise the roof up. I think it's 3 feet to accommodate the rails that will be going in that building to take on these carcasses, like a beef carcass. And so other than that, it's going to look exactly the same. It's just going to be a cinder block building, just like it is. It does have some windows in it, but I would say they're probably 10 feet off the ground, 12 feet off the ground.
Okay, so unlike our university here, you're not raising any historic buildings. You're not clearing out any beloved treasure that people are crazy about.
Nope.
Okay.
It's all going to stay just like it is. It's going to be a working ranch.
You're repurposing and reutilizing.
Refurbishing.
An existing location.
Yep. Existing location.
Yep. It's a 60-acre ranch, and it's got 2 hay fields in it, and there's a site on the grounds right now. There's a construction company that's utilizing that just to park their equipment. But other than that, it's going to stay like it is. We're not trying to purchase this piece of land to change the codes, change the zoning. We're not going to add a house to it. It has 2 houses on it right now that renters use. They'll still be there. We're not adding any new buildings other than that 30 by 30 that we're adding to the existing building.
So is it right along the street?
The property borders Centerville and Highway 88. The one building that we will be utilizing for the harvest and processing, the office end of it, if you want to say, is 50 feet off of Centerville Lane. They're tucked back in there enough. I mean, if people didn't know what we're doing, if we get this, what we're doing, they wouldn't even know what we're doing because it's just going to be all inside. You won't see anything. There's going to be animals that will be dropped off. We will be harvesting one day a week. So those animals can come to us the day before. So for example, if, we're killing on say a Thursday, those animals can come to us Wednesday, 24 hours prior to harvest. Through USDA, an animal can show up 24 hours prior to harvest. We will have water for those animals, but we will not feed those animals. So 24 hours prior to harvest or the day of harvest, animals can show up. So the rest of the time, there will not be any animals in those holding pens for harvest. There may be animals out in the field, but that could be Karen's own beef and what have you, just grazing. Mm-hmm. Nothing that's coming in that day to be harvested.
Karen, what is all of this opposition? I mean, just from hearing the stories, now I will be, you know, flat out put it out there. I don't live there. I don't live in the area, so this isn't, you know, impacting me. But it sounds like if you have the support of ranchers and people in that area, is this a whole not in my backyard thing?
I believe a lot of it is. I look at it even when I drive by and there's cattle in the pastures. And I mean, shoot, there's hundreds of cattle in the pastures. And there's been some people stating that the noise level would be extreme. And I honestly do not understand how they can have all the cattle running around and think that the 60 animals we're going to have brought in for this program are going to cause any more noise than what is currently there. And they have.
So are they saying that the noise is going to be coming from the building?
Correct.
Or, okay.
From the animals coming in to be housed for 24 hours, they believe that there's going to be extensive noise from those animals.
Okay, you just kicked it right there. They believe.
Correct.
What is, Mike, I'll throw it back to you because you're working in this industry. What is the noise level of a building?
It's minute. I mean, it really is. I mean, the noise of the animals, a lot of the opponent is worried they're going to hear cattle bawling all night. I mean, I think I've read one comment, you know, the cattle will be bawling knowing that they're going to die the next day. And it's like, come on. I mean, really?
Okay, so it's the liberal feeling
Amen.
Versus thinking. You know, you have to understand if you eat steak, if you eat a hamburger, if you eat tri-tip, if you eat, the list goes on and on. If you eat these things, guess what? There's a process of getting them into the stores and getting them onto your table.
To sit here and say that an animal is never going to make noise, I mean, that's a false statement because, yeah, they will. I mean, but it's just to sit there and have that continuous noise fear that they think these animals are going to have is just false.
It's really playing on people's emotions.
Yes, that's exactly what they've done.
Yeah, you probably get more from my dogs in the middle
exactly.
of the night. KKFT, we will be right back with this discussion for Douglas County and the issue of Carson Valley Meats starting up, and we're going to talk more about the opposition. What do you think about this if you live in Douglas County? 884-9910, I want to hear from you, and if you have some thoughts, even if you don't live in Douglas County, I'll let you call in too. 884-9910. We'll be right back with Karen and Mike right after this on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we squeeze a little bit in there too with Mason Valley and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM KSVL. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guests are Karen and Mike. That's Karen Sinclair, Sinclair Family Farms.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mike Holcomb, who is worker bee all around. You're going to be doing everything, maintenance, yada, yada.
More or less, yes.
More or less.
Yep.
Boy Friday.
Right.
We'll go to that. And there's a project going on for Carson Valley Meats Project, and you're going to have an open house on Saturday, November 9th. So that's actually going to be a week from this coming Saturday.
Correct.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What does that open house entail? Just seeing the property, talking about the project?
That's the goal, is to get people to see what it is that we're proposing and see the how far it is from the neighbors, kind of get a relation as far as what is there and what we're proposing, yes.
Okay. Well, you've got neighbors calling in already, so 884-9910 if you'd like to get your opinions in on this question. Holly is joining us right now. Hi, Holly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What would you like to talk about with Karen and Mike?
Well, I really appreciate this opportunity. You know, here's the thing. And I had a conversation with Karen, and we discussed this. You know, we don't have a problem with a slaughterhouse in Douglas County. And what we have a concern about is that area. Talk about the perfect storm for contamination. We have the Carson Valley aquifer that runs right through that property. We have an Carson River watershed. We have an aquifer that serves all of Douglas County. We're talking Gardnerville. We're talking Minden. We're talking all the way to Carson City, to Indian Hills. That's a huge population. And so I'm very concerned about the water quality. You know, if you look at all of the information on the websites for the water companies, the water is not treated. It's pristine. Now you have this biohazard material, the blood, the matter that could very possibly get into our water system. This is absolutely terrifying for many of us. So again, I want to stress to you, it's not about the slaughterhouse. And the conversation that I had with Karen, if you'll remember, is that I told you that the whole community would embrace your business if we could put it in a place that would be safer for the residents of the county. That's what I'd like to say.
Is that what? Okay. Oh, okay. Holly, thank you so much for the call. Then let's address it. It doesn't sound like we're going to be able to address it all. I've got to take a Fox News break here. But is that something that you have considered, the aquifers and the water that runs through that entire area? Is this something? Obviously, you and Holly have had a conversation.
We have, and yes, it's a very big concern, and we have addressed it with the engineering companies and you know, the floodplains and everything. All the water is a very big topic, I agree. But the containment fields and the septic systems and everything that we have planned, I believe, address all of that.
So were these engineers hired by you?
Yes, they were.
Okay. Would it be possible if people got together, could they have other engineers come in and see and do their own engineering? And sometimes people don't believe that, you know, if you hired somebody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they're doing your bidding. They're working the numbers, or they're saying, oh, yeah, this can be done, because they were paid to say that. You see what I mean?
This is part of our event that we're hosting next weekend, is we will have experts on site that have participated in this process so far. And we hope to get a lot of these questions answered at that event. There will be, you know, like I say, as you can walk around and see where we're planning on putting things, and the experts will be available for questions.
Okay. Well, stick around, because it looks like we're going to talk to Jan and Mary and Dave. We're lining the calls up. But like I said, I got to do a Fox News break here. We'll be right back.